fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And then they ask Arteta, bro. They ask Arteta. This nigga is saying that, oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. Is it fair that you have been my manager for 6 years and you can't win anything? Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair that all the players are there that, oh, they went and sweat and did everything? They've been working scenes. Is it fair that they played all this shit that they were playing to get us to finals? They played well. And then they got to finals and their manager went to put in a pipe in the post. Is it fair?
Hey.
Come on!
We the top one inside.
All day.
Five aside. Oh, five aside.
Woo! Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. You soccer takes with AK, it's your boy Dalu, and I have AK here with me.
Wait, so guy, you go barb your hair for say to say you go win. You won't do quadruple. You won't go barb your hair.
For just hold up. Maybe not the hair while barb. We go mess everything up. Boy, yeah.
I got wrong about the other fresh kid.
Anyway, Inish will join us soon. Hopefully, he joins early enough before we get past the Chelsea game. Well, guys, it was an interesting weekend. I think it started out really well for both of us, at least. Liverpool lost first, right?
Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool lost first. So
yeah.
In terms of the hit watch schedule, we started with a banger. Mm-hmm. Started with a banger. Liverpool losing to Brighton 2-1.
Yeah.
Very, very nice game to start off our weekends with.
Mm-hmm.
The Chelsea and the Arsenal fan. But guys, there's nothing else we need to say about Liverpool. We have been honest. It's just been at this point, the season's just close for them because
yeah. So it was so funny. It's a rumor though, big rumor. On the Anfield news something, his slot has been sacked. But it was a rumor though. But I don't know, man. I don't know how this guy is keeping his job, man. Because that trophy that he won, man, the time has elapsed, man.
Not true. You're the one that was peddling fake news for us. I actually believed you. I actually believed you because I was on the move at the time. His slot has been sacked. I was like, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I don't know if anybody besides maybe Claudio Ranieri has been sacked after winning the league, like immediately. You think Liverpool is the worst defending champion?
Oh man, I've seen some crazy ones though. You know, Blackburn won it. Is it 99 or 98?
Yeah.
I have to double check it.
No, but it has to be Leicester. I think Leicester has to be Leicester. Leicester that won it and almost got relegated next season.
Yeah, Leicester too. They have Leicester too. Yeah,
bro. Nah, but Liverpool are probably the big, for this season at least, the most disappointing team in terms of expectations compared to reality. Because almost every top pundit had them winning the league. They were like, yeah, it should be, they've done great business. It should be like a walkover. Yeah, especially buying someone like Isak or Arsenal, but like a Gyökeres. Yeah, like this was their league to win, apparently. But yeah, it's been crazy. But I think they have, at the end of the day, I think people forget that defending a league title is not easy. Maybe because Man City made it look easy, but it's actually not. It's not easy. Winning it is very hard, but you could argue that winning it again, some people would say it's harder. I mean, I don't know if I agree with that or not, but I don't know. Yeah, and Danny Welbeck scored two goals.
I won't lie to you, bro. I wasn't really focused about Liverpool. I was focused on Brighton and Welbeck, obviously, because Liverpool have been really, really underwhelming this season. you know, it's been really, really below par from them. I feel like talking about Liverpool is like, even like, I guess, like, it sounds so boring at this point because, you know,
you.
Like we said everything we want to say about them, you know, from Vert being underperforming to Ekitike dropping form to Salah. It's been a Salah story all season, you understand, to now McAllister having a bad season. It's just like, it's at this point, even the fans are, I've been a bad fans at the same time, you understand. So everything is just bad in Liverpool. But hey, who am I to talk about a team being bad? We'll go on that one later. But yeah, I feel like the real conversation is, does Welbeck, has he earned the right to go to South America for the World Cup? Has he earned the right to play in the World Cup? Because he's 35 and this is his best goal scoring season at this age. He brings in a huge pool of experience, you understand? Like, the amount of experience he brings, gonna bring into any squad is crazy. So Welbeck is just the one that was the key, like the headline for me for the game against Liverpool, Brighton Liverpool. The goals he scores this season, the goals he scored during the weekend, like, you can just tell, like, he has been operating a very, very senior man, experienced top level, man. You understand? So that's a good one for Thomas Tuchel to take a look at. But yeah, I'll be honest with you, I didn't fancy them winning the game at Brighton. It's Brighton, they're a good side. You understand? And if you give Liverpool a run for your money, you just might pick a point. Yeah. You understand? So it wasn't like a surprising result for me. Or like if you notice, it's never like a headline conversation.
It's really not. You know,
it's not. Mm. It's like, it's not. It's that they're now bad. No, even when they were not bad, you can't go to Brighton and say, I'm going to win there at Brighton Stadium. Even if you have a good season.
Arsenal, we ran away with 3 points. Now, run.
You guys struggled. You had to play the dark horse kind of game. You understand? The dark arts kind of game, actually, to win there. You know, delaying the time over for 30 minutes and some seconds, playing around football, luck and everything. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Even at your best, if everything's not working well for you, you can go there and lose. You know what I'm saying? So at the Amex Stadium, that's Brighton Stadium. So it is what it is, man. It's football.
To answer your question, I mean, Welbeck going to America, I mean, based on performance, I think he deserves to at least be on the team bus.
Yes.
Given the fact that his stock has fallen so low over time, it might be hard. But if you look at who is he competing with, of course, Harry Kane is a sure banker. Who else is a striker?
Oli Watkins has dropped too.
Oli Watkins has dropped.
No, it's not fire like it's supposed to fire. There's no... except you're telling me they want to play Anthony Gordon as a striker, so, which is looking like it.
Yeah.
So it's giving Harry Kane as an obvious number 9. Then who deputize for him? Is it Gordon? They will take Watkins, but my point is, are they going to play Gordon as a 9, or they will just take that huge footballing step to bring in Welbeck and then play Gordon probably on the left or so. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. What about Delap? <Delap?
laughs> Moving on, please.
Well, anyway, Minte was amazing that game. Shout out to Minte. He's always.
I'm happy for him too, because couple games before this game, he's been, you know, should I say, stylishly sidelined, or he's not really getting that commanding first thing like he used to.
Yeah,
it might be due to form, I don't know, but for him to, you know, to gain the trust of his manager again, and then he pays it back with a very good performance. Shout out to Minte. We know what he has. He's explosive, very rapid player. He will beat you 1v1. I think his biggest problem has always been final third decision. You understand? But he's explosive. He has a good age to him. He's in a good squad. You understand? So he did well. I'm not surprised about Minte at all, for real.
Yeah. Well, right now, Brighton is 8. I think about 40 points. European push is definitely alive again.
Oh, yeah.
Fabian Hotzler, I guess it's been a little bit of a turnaround recently, even though I have my opinions about him as a manager. Annoying guy. But he's been doing well recently, so good for him. Liverpool's top four pushes. I mean, the only thing saving them now is the people that they are challenging. Besides Man U, they all seem to be falling over themselves. So, anyway, next time let's talk about is the United game, actually. Bournemouth versus Man U. I don't know how to completely feel the 2-2. I'm trying to see if I even remember the game. Because, I mean, I know two of us, we got our predictions wrong. I predicted 2-1 for Bournemouth.
I said they were going to lose.
Yeah, yeah. See, man,
I think I said 2-1. I said 2-1 with you, yeah.
Yeah, Toby said 2-2, right? I think he was.
You said 2-2.
I can't remember. When he claimed he said 2-2 in the group chat.
Okay. I know he said it's going to be a draw.
So yeah, it was like goalless in the first half, 4 goals in the second half. Banger. I don't know. Bruno does the start part, they go.
Penalty. People even say that there's an argument for him to win the PFA player of the season.
Bro,
The argument is there.
I mean, his argument is there based on the numbers, but like, I mean, I watch him time and time again. I just find it hard to accept, like, is this guy the best player in the Premier League? I don't know. Like, he knows. Okay, during passage of play, I don't think. Okay, based on my understanding of what I call a best player, like when I think of the KDBs, when I think of like say Steve G's, when I think of even like Ozil, Neymar's, Messi, like guys who dominate games, he doesn't really stick out to me. Like he knows how to give a final ball, but I wouldn't say he always. I see him go missing throughout games up until the ball gets to his feet close to the 18 when he makes a final pass. Now that's why he got the nickname. What they call him again?
Bomba.
Yeah, so you should try and try and try again. Of course, some go enter now. Some passes go enter last slide, especially if your team plays counter-attacking football. So, like, yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I think he's been good this season. You can't deny the stats and everything. He's been amazing. But I don't think he's having you know when Bale won the PFA award? Or when, like, okay, Hazard won the league? Okay, or when, who else won the PFA without winning the league?
I can't remember.
I know Bale, Salah at some point when he's like was the top scorer, was having a crazy season. There've been guys that did it, but I don't see Bruno this season and compare that to Gareth Bale when he won his own. Yeah, it doesn't feel that.
I got what you're trying to say, but the beauty about.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know, games like this and, you know, the season is winding down now, but mm-hmm. We're getting to the curtain end of the season, right? Yeah. So, I mean, the curtain end, actually, I said curtain. I feel like the things we've been seeing about these teams, these players, they'll be more of a position moving forward. You understand? Mm-hmm. And what that tells me there is consistency.
Yeah.
For the past couple of weeks, we've talked about Bruno this, Bruno that. And listen, we know that a shout out to Carrick. Like I said, I stand by his play as a 10, and never seen the best of him. You understand? But the thing about Bruno is, you know, beginning of the season during Amorim, a good number of United fans will tell you, let's sell him and make our money. Right now, a good number will tell you, let's hold on to it for one more season. You understand that? That means he's doing something good. And I get where you're coming from about it. As a top player, that is, does he control the game You know, the way number 10, like Zizou, controlled the game. You understand? You understand? It doesn't have that in him, but what it does, you know, one thing's obvious, but it will do it very, very well at an optimal level. You understand? So that alone, I give him shout out for that. His priorities as a third, give the final pass, the final assist, you know what I'm saying? Be the final third, cause chaos, and it does that, you know, when he's sleeping.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I can't hate him about it. He always gives. You might, even if he gives 20 passes, at least one or two go enter.
At the end,
you should be the one who takes the risk. You should make the risky pass. His job is not to dictate play. When he was playing as a central midfielder, yes, then I could slander him, then I could criticize him. Like, your job is to hold the ball, keep it ticking, help your team relieve pressure. He wasn't doing that well.
Good point.
But now that Carrick has put him in the right position where he doesn't have
right position,
ability, we are
seeing very good point you said right there, man. Because if you think of it, when he was playing as a center mid or as a ball playing six, you understand? Now, that's a very, very technical position to play, you understand? And then we were seeing his flaws and his frailties, you understand? Like, he was losing the ball in dangerous positions. It was making it hard for Casemiro and Co to play with him, you understand? Because that is not him. What he wants is do the hard work, give the ball to him, and he sends it out. Immediately, that's one thing he can do. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, play him at the right position, and then we'll keep talking about him every week.
Krupp, at least you got something right. Krupp is scored, right?
Oh, Krupp, my boy. Yo, I know that's one thing for sure. He will not make that France squad now. that overstaffed, but his time is coming. Krupp's time is coming. But you see, that's the beauty of this Bournemouth team, like I told you. And I was so confident that I don't see this United team beating Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I was trying to banter or slander United. No, it's just a fact of, you know, like I said, we're at this part of the season whereby we've seen games now. So now we can remember, sometimes we'll say things by repeating it. Most times I talk about Anthony Raiola and the massive work he has done, and hopefully he will keep doing, or maybe he'll move to another bigger club. You understand, like, you know, he has given them an identity, style of play that works for them. You understand, despite losing actively key players, you understand, and they've still been able to, you know, you lost the urgency, you lost Semenyo in January. Who didn't they lose, man? They lost very, very key players, but they are prepared to just play that attractive football, but not just attractive, but there's balance to that attractive football. You understand, they know when to play. They rely on their strengths and they work on their weaknesses. For example, so someone like Alex Scott, I don't know why he's not going to the World Cup. I don't know why he was even called up for the friendlies
I think he deserves a call up.
Alex Scott deserves a call up because I've been watching that boy do madness. I won't come here and say I watch Bournemouth every time. No, that's a lie. But the few times I get to watch them, if they're playing against Chelsea or against other big teams, and let's say highlights, you see Alex Scott very well. He knows, and his profile of play, I don't think it's in England right now. The way he drives the ball and beats his man from that midfield, you understand? And I don't know, man. Yes, very crazy, creepy. Even that AI scammed age boy, eh? Ryan. You cannot be 19. I'm sorry. Ryan. I know this is a podcast, but I need to see that boy.
Ryan is also good.
He's great. I said great. See, I'm already excited. He's a good player. But Abba is not 19. Please. How can he be 19? And how old am I? What the hell?
No, he's a baller, dude. What you say about like Alex Scott? Why I really like him is I just like very positive players, the way he always drives forward and everything. And also, I saw his interview.
Forward-thinking players.
Yeah, I saw his interview.
He doesn't go back. He's always playing forward.
And also, the positive mentality, like saying that this him not being called up only acts as a foil for him to keep doing well and keep pushing. And basically showed Thomas Tuchel why he made a mistake. Like, that's a great mentality to have.
I mean, hopefully, he performs in the remainder of the season and the last seven or eight games now, and then probably he could deserve a call up for the World Cup because I mean like I said, in his profile of the way he plays, that you know, I'm yet to really sit in this England squad. I know we have the Bellinghams, you know, we have the Eze that's injured right now. You understand? I know we have the guys, but for a forward-thinking player like that, they drive the ball in the middle of the park. We don't have them like that, even in world football anymore like that. You understand? And he does it at a high level in the Premier League. The boy is good. The boy is good. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Maguire getting called up in the morning and getting sent off later.
He was injured now.
Harry Maguire?
Yeah, was he injured?
No, he got called up this morning and he got a red card. He got a red card in the game. He's the reason.
Okay.
Manu got reduced to 10 men. Yeah, he gave away.
Penalty. I know. So the red card will affect him in England also?
No. It's just funny. I'm just like, wow. You get
your... Okay. I'm like, I'm confused. Okay, I get it.
You get called up and they now get red card. That's a...
That's a very dumb red card, bro.
It was a very dumb red card.
That's the kind of red card that when players, because I ask them, like, I feel like at this point, that you either have been lazy or you just intentionally want to spoil the game for your team. Because you know that you're the last man there. What are you pushing someone there? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's just stupid, man.
Yeah. And last thing before we move on from this Man U game, because ain't much going on there, man. It's a good result for them because Bournemouth is the hard place to go to. Bournemouth has won the XG battle. I think back-to-back-to-back, like 4 games in a row now, and they've drawn all of them. At this point, you know when we say the Sunderland, we are owing XG? I think at this point, Bournemouth, XG is owing Bournemouth at this point. Well, hopefully, they start getting the rewards for their play because they deserve to win more games than they have. So
they really do. I just hope the new Oscar winner, the new golden boy, Michael B. Jordan, I hope he pumps a little bit of money to the squad. I hope whoever this year, whatever they're doing, man, I hope they really pop money in the team because it's a good team. Support the manager. If not, I'm telling you, I was even telling my guy, man, Anthony Raiola to United, I won't be surprised. Anthony Raiola to even maybe Liverpool, I won't be surprised because he has really held his own, you know, in that club. So I think before I move on from this game, I think my question I asked at the watch along I was at yesterday, I asked a couple of Man U fans about should they keep Carrick? You know what I'm saying? And this a friend of mine gave me a very, very wonderful answer on why he said no. He said no because as United fans, they don't want to risk, you know, the trust that they already have with Carrick. They don't want to spoil or tarnish the image of him, just them being fans. I said, what do you mean by that? I was like, first of all, if the way it's looking right now, they make top 4. The way it's looking mathematically, they're looking very good, right? Now, Carrick will have to now start playing. Carrick will have to play, you know, different kind of games, competitions, and then there'll be pressure on United being a big club to perform optimally in all those competitions. And my friend of mine was like, he doesn't think Carrick has the experience yet, you know, to play all these competitions and then still do well in the league, FA Cup, Carabao Cup, Champions League. He said no. So I think I feel like that's actually a very good point to put out there. So my question to everybody is, based on these reasons, do you guys think it's a good thing to, do you want to trust Carrick and give him the job? I'll be like, you know what? You're a legend. Let's not tarnish your image. Thank you for helping us. Gracias. Hopefully, we'll see your mind in the comment section.
That's fair. Did I ever tell you my reason why I don't know if they should keep Carrick? I think I probably did in the previous
one.
Because, I mean, he has been successful so far. We can argue that.
Yes.
I think if he's a forward-thinking board, a board that understand like the level of analysis needed to make the right decision, they will look at the reasons exactly why he's successful. Is he a good manager? Is he a good tactician? Does he know how to recruit? Understand what it means to be like a United manager? Look at the best qualities that Carrick has, and for a top high level manager, a top high level manager who's obviously better than Carrick, maybe like a Tommy Tuchel, or Enrique, or whoever. look at those qualities and see someone that has the exact those qualities to a higher level degree. If
yeah,
if he's there, get him. If he's available. If he's not, just keep Carrick.
that's why I mentioned someone like Anthony Raiola too.
Yeah,
at Bournemouth. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a way better tactician than Carrick. You know, and I know it's a different ball game. The level of Bournemouth United, the quality of players, the amount of media presence and media pressure and scrutiny.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I get it. You understand? But I feel like the amount of experience that Anthony Raiola has gathered over the years, you know, from coaching in, I think, in Spain all the way down now in the Premier League, I think he should be able to withstand and handle that. You understand? So yeah.
That's fair. Anyway, the Blues. Talking about
people. I was thinking so much.
Talking about folks who are debating whether or not to keep their manager. How are you feeling about Liam right now?
I'll be very, very like, you know, calm, you know, with this one. You understand? Like, and I will say it again. And I feel like I sound like a broken record. Talking about Chelsea right now is really, 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 it's boring, man. It's like, I don't know how to put it. Talking about Chelsea right now is like, I'm trying to find the right word to use, because it's like, we say these things pod after pod, game after game. Like, some people have been saying it before the season started, some said it during the season. Like, we've been saying these things, like, you know. So the issue is never about the Liam of a guy. Who I had Liam, the board. The issue is not the players who are buying these players that are not supposed to be Chelsea quality, the board. I said this after the PSG game. Remember, I said, I'm happy for the win. I mean, for the loss. People said, why? I said, hey, Sanchez and this other guy, they are both not good. They are not Chelsea quality. They are not Chelsea quality. Like, let's be for real. But who's giving this guy 6-7 year contracts? The board. You understand? The board has taken and killed and decimated the soul out of the club. So literally, Blue go out. I will stand here and see Liam is there. Liam is there, because by all standards, by all fairness, I don't think he had an interview. I had an interview for a job last week Thursday. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I had the first interview was on the phone. Second interview was virtually. The third interview was a panel interview. The IT director, the application manager, and the logistics manager. That is an interview process. That's a due process interview. You understand? After I did the first one, it took a couple of days. Did the second one, it took like a week or some days. And I did the other one last week Thursday. Like, you know, we saw my club statements, in up to 3 days, club statements, Rosinho, 5 year or 6 year contract.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You understand? Like, see, well, I don't think it was just selected. Like, okay, go and everyone has shined on you. Yeah, come on, you understand? So, I mean, I don't blame the man. He's doing the best of his capacity, the best of his knowledge, the best of his experience. It's not baffling when you hear something like a Chelsea manager has only 10 game experience in the Premier League. 10 games, bro, in the Premier League. And this is not as if it's like, because at least under Maresca was at least, it was a one-time assistant manager, right? In the Premier League. Arteta was a one-time assistant manager, right, in the Premier League. Liam Rizzo was not none of this. No assistant, no this one.
He was a full-time manager in League One, though.
Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? I'm telling you, in the Premier League, he was not no assistant manager. No, we are all by what I say by if all things been equal, right? If this was the old the Chelsea I used to know, the Chelsea I fell in love with, you understand? Liam Rizzo would be a good under 21 coach. No, it's not banter. I'm not trying to be funny. It's fact. When Mourinho was the coach at Chelsea, 04, 05, 06, we saw the likes of Andy Villas-Boas, part of the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So the fact is, are you clapping? Are you crazy? I'm going for you.
Clap for Jesus.
Clap for Jesus. So, I mean, people are actually asking why. That's why I stopped talking about clapping. You know, maybe Ine will give us the honors and explain to people why I was clapping. Hopefully, it's part of good news for the pod. But moving forward, like I was saying, before the man of the hour came to interrupt my thoughts process. But like I was saying, it's just based on where we are now. That's what we find ourselves in. So I don't blame Luzino for anything. You understand? I blame the board for putting him there. It's not supposed to be there. It's even painful now that you ask a random Chelsea fan how they feel, and they're telling you I blame the person that made me support Chelsea. That's the new thing now. So let me start by saying Obinna Maxwell, wherever you are. I know you were in St. Lucia before. I blame you for making me support Chelsea, bro. Because you have done to me. You understand? So
Chelsea is not
it's blue call out for me, bro. Blue call out. You understand? Because it doesn't make any sense, you know. What is Liam doing there is a real question. So it's blue call out for me.
I remember earlier on the way he joined, I think after his first couple of games, I think you felt positive, at least from what you saw. Like you were even trying to convince me that we could already see what he wanted to do, the passing from the back and whatnot and everything. There was some positivity there, at least from you at the time.
I said something on the group chat one time, a couple of weeks back. I said football fans are fickle.
AK, they like to change the mouth.
Bro, because hear me, and I was this I'm gonna tell you, bro. If Arteta started Kepa and they won the league, the narrative would be smart guy instead of making dressing room happy.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. But guess what? Now they are saying it chose loyalty over ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's the way fans are, bro. Yeah, yeah. Now the fact is, the games we were playing at the beginning of the season, when Rosinio came in, those are games we should be really comfortable.
Okay.
Let's call it speed is speed.
True.
He didn't really have any serious challenge like that. That's why if you notice, he's a smart guy. All his interviews now in this is bad patch. He's always holding claim to that Aston Villa win that he won.
Yeah.
If you notice, he won't come out and say, "Oh, I won." Who are those guys that would we even play soccer? Oh, I've forgotten. No, these are games that we should be winning.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So obviously, manager bounce will be there too. You bring his own idea and style. Like, we won't praise you for that, but we'll commend you for, you know what, giving us that win. That's why we are fans.
Yeah.
You feel me? But when the is when the what's how did the Englishman say what they say? When the green get tough, the tough get going. How do they say it? You understand? It's now that we know we want to test your pedigree. Are you actually a good coach?
Yeah,
I hear. You understand? The only thing that this man can do for me, right, is come and join me here. And let us blue. let us blue. I'm tired of working 9 to 5. Because I know what he will see. Because he's saying, and you know what's funny? Despite this thing, this man still says the fucking right things, bro. This guy never says, bro. Yes, he always says the right things, man.
I need to believe that. So that interview about the people circling around the ball, I think he misspoke there a lot. I think he said too much. That kind of
bro,
shit.
This guy,
if you talk too much, one day.
Bro,
one day you go
see.
That's his problem. Very good communicator. He used to be a pundit for Sky Sports, and I think he's
Oh, really? I know if that is the point for Sky.
Yeah, but if you talk too much, one day you just miss here. And I think, and especially if you don't have the pedigree as a coach.
I don't miss him for year before now.
True.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said that once, man. I don't to miss him for year before now.
everybody don't miss him. It's not his fault.
This whole Chelsea issue is, I think, it's a lot of layers to it. You know, the players are not good enough. The coach is not good enough. The owners are not good enough. The sporting directors are not good. Everybody's. It's just a bunch of when you put mediocrity on top of each other. Like, I think that's what. And this season will be a very big lesson. Oh, Gunners.
Get out for life.
So I said this season will be a very big lesson. Like, and as a Chelsea fan, I'm ashamed to say, but I feel like we make Champions League football by hook or crook or by miracle. Like, these people are not going to learn. So we have to finish like ninth so that it can be bad. So that you can ask. I mean, it's not the best thing I hope for as a fan, but it's like,
Inni, I will call you dear. It's the best thing I could hope for.
Bro, because. I've been watching a lot of the a lot of things that's been going on. You understand? Like, that Club World Cup. That Club World Cup gave us like the. Like you know when they blind. It blinded their eyes to like the actual reality and the level of the squad. We went to a competition, we won it, you know, won two trophies off the bounce, and like it was like, oh, okay. I was going back to some prediction videos. I'm here in second, third. Like, we had that confidence, you know. Japan was firing.
That's because of Maresca.
True, the coach was it. But you also, we have to understand that Maresca struggled to beat the small teams, and he was very good in beating the putting up a very good performance again. So that kind of buys, especially as a manager, that kind of buys you pedigree to keep going. You know, it's not his fault, but when we hired these pundits, who will soon come and join AK on soccer takes. Very soon, he will soon be sacked. Don't worry, he'll come and join you on soccer.
Listen, I feel like. Let's give some due respect to Maresca, because the reason why I'm saying this is Maresca knew that the quality of that team, be fair,
can't be playing basketball
high level. So if you notice some of the tactical things he was doing, even against smaller teams, bro, he was trying to protect this guy if you say I'm gonna go play, but they're no feet.
Especially
he was trying to protect them. Especially he had bad tactics against smaller teams. I'm coming, Daniel. Not if he had bad tactics against smaller teams. I think it was just
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to protect them. Because, bro, if you think about it, man, after the key or the core 8 or 9 good players that we have, the rest are pretty much below par. And you cannot do anything in the Premier League season with below par players. I'm sorry, you cannot. Literally cannot. You understand? So it's a big loss that we lost Maresca. I'm pretty much sure. I know what's for sure. He's drinking his wine right now. It's a very good ass pasta. You know, laughing at Chelsea right now.
Very, very pay him like 10 million to sack him.
I think so. I mean, yeah. Because when you breach contract, you get you laugh like Amory.
Managers, they enjoy you. Wallahi.
You understand. So to answer your question in a nutshell, the board is the real problem, not Liam. Liam should not. If the board is doing the right thing, Liam should not be our manager. Point blank.
Anyway.
I want to say they talk about the lap. I don't know. Say that Liam Rossinho.
The only difference.
What difference? One is white, one is black. The same thing.
A different last name. But two of them they're in the wrong place. They're like they're stuck in headlights.
Well, I was just going to add to what you were saying, man. Like the reason why I said Chelsea is shit now, obviously, because they sacked a manager that already built something one season down the line, you know, especially because, like, I remember that time when Maresca had come out to say, oh, he needed, like, CBs or something like that.
Like just one.
Yeah, like, he just needed one just CB one. Or something, you just know, one. Especially that time that Levi Colwell was doing well. But, like, you know, Chelsea, they don't get sense. You know, Chelsea is like, they started acting like my team, my Arsenal team. You know, before there was this saying I used to tell Chelsea that I was like, yo, if it makes sense, Arsenal will not do it. Now, that's what Chelsea is doing. So, unfortunately, you know, Chelsea, why they look like that? Are they lying? So, yeah, man. So, for real, like, it's unfortunate because, like, I really didn't think Chelsea was going to be like this, you know. I was, at first when, you know, the new Todd Boehly idiots came in, I was really thinking like, damn, like Chelsea, they're going to do some numbers because of all the kind of players they were buying. But at the end of the day, like, they were buying players foolishly. They were spending money because they had the money, not because they had a purpose or like a kind of goal or like agenda for the team to go with. So they were just buying players like idiots. And that's why, like, at the end of the day, like, now, all the checks and balances are not even making sense. Because, yeah, you can make profit, but at the end of the day, like, you're not vying for titles. You're just a profits-making team.
Yep. That was after under Wenger. Chelsea. When we're trying to get a new stadium, they switched their policy and their ideology.
I'm talking about Chelsea right now, bro.
You understand? And then they stopped us for over 20 years.
Why did they rip my team? I didn't follow you talk about your own team. Why did they rip my own team?
Chelsea reminds me of the first time I played
FM. I didn't try to reference the failure now.
Chelsea reminds me of the first time I played FM. I was just buying plenty of players like this at some point. I don't know who I get.
But I can. Serious question I need to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, these owners are not going anywhere. At least for now.
Luko,
let's be honest.
Facts. That's factual, yeah.
Yeah, so what, realistically now, where do you think, like, is the right move to make? Do you feel like this guy's the guy? Or you feel like we need to sack
him? Nah,
He's gone. They'll get somebody else. The only thing about this Chelsea thing...
Definitely not the guy.
You think so?
Yeah, they will get someone else. But the thing is...
Like, when do you think that happens? Do you think that happens at the end of the season? Or like...
To be fair with you, I don't see us winning any game again this season. To be honest, apart from Pottsville. But I don't see winning any game again this season.
Yes, no, any game. Okay,
I don't see. If it happens, it happens. Football, right? But I'm not convinced enough. I still have crazy games to play.
Yeah.
Bro, I couldn't play Everton. I'm still going to play City. Totally,
we look outclassed. Like,
bro, wait, City, you guys killed them.
Bro, we know guys killed them for anything.
Why?
You
guys, Champions League day.
Bro.
Champions League day.
Listen, we are not helping
even the players, from what I saw against Everton, bro, even the players, they've mentally checked out. They don't want to play.
They got to check back in, Champions League day. They got to check back in,
Chelsea will beat Pottsville and Chelsea will draw with City. I don't tell you. Simple. That's it.
What you say?
What I'm
scared of is I don't want us to be like United under Ten Hag, whereby they would have sacked him that season. But because once Ghana made the FA Cup by hook or by crook, then he stayed for the next season.
And look, unless your next appointment is kind of making sense, why are you just sacking just for sacking sake?
Exactly.
You guys are doing that.
Are you saying Leon for sacking sake?
You guys suck.
Yes, at this point, you are sucking for sake's sake.
Bro, this is going to be our fifth manager in 4 years, bro. Like, I mean, I just feel like sacking this guy again and bringing another guy, that would be 6 managers in 4 years. The managers are clearly not the problem.
Bro.
Anyway, let me be honest with you guys.
Now, hold on, please. Mm-hmm. Please, I beg you, please.
All right, go on.
Let's stretch it real quick. Bro, the fact is, Chelsea's model, you can hate it, you can love it, but the fact is, it always brings results. We are a hiring and firing club. It works for us. It doesn't
this guy,
work for us.
They talk about a brand new era.
I don't think it works anymore, bro.
It doesn't work anymore.
Maresca was
the club. The club World Cup that I just won now. It's not hiring and firing against Club World Cup.
Now the Club World Cup will be winning.
Why is the game?
Are you saying
that we preseason?
Are you trying to say because we won Club World Cup? As me, we kept Tuchel. Is it this Quad World Cup you be carrying on your head as bad? We have trusted after 4 years.
I'm not supporting us sacking Tuchel. What I'm saying is, look, even if it sounds so fundamental.
Can I say something?
Take all the way back to 2004, 2005, all the way back to now. We are hiring a primary club. Hate it or love it, it has given us trophies over time.
Yeah,
fact.
Can I say something?
But what I'm just trying to say is, let's be honest to ourselves. Let's never try to be sensational or emotional right now. Liam Rosino doesn't have the capacity, doesn't have what it takes to coach Chelsea. That's just fact.
Wait, Daniel, what you
understood. But me, I want to say that the Chelsea owner's model of their ideal manager, they're not going to get anybody other than Liam Rosino's profile. They don't want a manager that is going to be a natural manager. They want a coach. They want a senior coach. They want a head coach. That's what they want.
And
do you know why? Because they still want to make their stupid decisions with the board, with the players that they buy, all that shit. So for it to happen, it actually has to be like, unless they say, they want to change their whole model. They have to just
I don't want to get riled up, man, over this.
Yeah, if they sack him, if they sack Liam Rosino, I'm
getting to me right.
They're going to hire another Liam Rosino. That's what's going to happen.
I'm going to apply, and I tell you.
Listen, they have Rosino.
You might as well, bro.
They had Rosino to do PR jump.
See that, I swear to God, you have better football knowledge than that man.
To be real with you, man, do you know I know this is BS now? They hired this guy to do PR for the board. Because there's no way you will come and tell me that, I've asked something with the board and I've agreed to sign. Wait. He said, I've asked something with the board and now we've agreed to sign experienced players. Which experienced and quality players will come to this club at this moment?
Wait,
it's obvious that we're not making Champions League. So why are you lying to us?
The part that baffles me.
He's trying to talk well for the board.
Wait,
is being why he was signed. It's not talking for the club. It's not talking for the fans.
Bro.
It's talking for the board himself. Because now you will tell me that I have to with the board and we've agreed to sign experienced players come next season. Which experienced quality player will come to Chelsea without no Champions League?
Bro, it's Chelsea, bro. They are just going to put money. They're going to put money on the table.
The part that baffles me, Akan, is
the fact that they gave him, 6 or 7 years contract? Am I lying?
I think, 6 years contract.
Why? Why?
The payout's about to be massive.
It's been bad decisions upon bad decisions. You know when you fuck up and you see that I fucked up.
Okay, so guess what? If they want to sack him again, they're still going to pay him money to be sacked.
Anyway, guys, I think it's time to move on. Before we move on, though, shout out to Moyes. He's 2 points behind Chelsea now. Who knows? Slowly.
I mean, bro, that stadium was looking nice. At the end of the day, the stadium is better than Stamford Bridge right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving forward. They are the only one that's doing rubbish, still in the same position, talking about old glory.
Okay. Where's Sam B?
Sam actually joined and left. I don't know where he disappeared to. But shout out to Beto too. But let's move on to I think it's the FA Cup.
Alpha una talk about Arsenal.
This is where I would take my leave. I go get a glass of wine.
Wait, this is the Arsenal segment.
Yep, the Carabao Cup. Oh mommy.
Yeah, just,
Wait, you guys talk this one now.
Explain to yourself what happened.
Make a disclaim this one now. Me, normally, I know they rate Carabao Cup, normally, you get. That might all be that. So, me, I don't see rate them. But I don't really talk, say, we go win Trebs this season. You get.
Trebs, bro.
So, now, we're one trophy down.
I'm crossing my leg right now, bro.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
While one trophy down, that means that Arteta has to win the next, all the other competitions that we're in. So that means that if Arteta doesn't win all the competitions that we're in, then me and Arteta out next season.
Honestly speaking, I've never rated Carabao Cup.
I'll never rated Carabao Cup,
but I'll be lying to you if I tell you that I did not want this trophy so badly. I'm not gonna lie. This is the first Carabao Cup
final you are in as a big team.
I'll be honest with you. Previously, I didn't really care about Carling Cup, Carabao Cup.
Big cap.
Stop it right there.
There's no how you tell me you're a fan and your team is in the final of the competition and you're not emotionally attached to it.
First of all, you have to ask yourself, how many finals of Carabao Cup have Arsenal been in? That's not a trophy.
That shows how big it is for you guys right now.
Because a lot of Carabao Cup previously, we started our small boys and they will end up going out early. Even from winger time. The trophies, we usually focus more on the FA Cup and league. That's why we've won. We have the most FA Cup, so we've barely won any Carabao Cup. But this is probably, this specific Carabao Cup, that's why I said this one, I wanted it badly. This specific one, I wanted it. How many?
Why?
Because we've not won a trophy in a long time. Since 5 years now.
Is it because it was against your rivals? That's why it meant more.
Nah, in fact, I wish it was not Man City. The reason why I was not confident that we'll win it is because it's Man City we are playing in this final. And Pep is like a wounded lion, wounded animal. He definitely wanted this one a lot. So that's why I did not want to play City. That's why last pod, I was not talking too much in terms of, I'm sure we'll win it. I was not sure at all. In fact, I was probably like 30%. I wasn't that confident.
Yeah, you were sure. But you said that you have good record at Wembley.
I think we have good record at Wembley. But
this is about previous review, bro.
I said it was a 50-50.
I don't like the way his voice is toning down.
You know what my voice... What my voice... No, if you remember, Ini, I said 50-50. Because I also said...
It's not bet you anywhere.
Okay, go and watch the last one. I said 50-50. And really was that I felt City would probably, like, Pep is out of Champions League. 9 points away from Premier League.
Yeah.
This meant a lot to them. Arsenal, we've not won a lot before. This also means a lot to us. So it's high pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a game. This is a knockout competition. Almost form does not matter. It's about who takes advantage of their moments best.
And normally, Arteta no go do him.
City definitely has way more experience and know-how. I understand. The reason why I'm very confident about the league is that the league is more about the most consistent team. A cup, a final, is about the team that knows how to seize the moment. Individual, this is where individuals actually step up the most. Like World Cup, Champions League, knockout competitions. I can trust Arsenal to win the league, but me, I don't go over Puma, I thought I go win Champions League for sure. I know if you talk about
Yeah.
I know if you talk about But league,
guys, you talk about
I want to win it.
Obviously, you know.
But I will say, yes, we are favorites.
Nobody you think is all right, it's okay.
Nobody your favorite song be that one now. You when you know they go to this. Not be your favorite song.
But anyway, guys, bro, this game, honestly, the beginning of the match. See, there's one thing I disagree with, ya. I know a lot of times that we play very, very negatively and defensively in certain situations, especially when we go lead ahead. But this specific game, I think Guardiola outcoached Arteta. I think City actually outplayed us. I don't think Arsenal was intentionally sitting back in the second half. I think Guardiola pushed Arsenal back. Man City pushed Arsenal back.
Yes.
I don't think, because a lot of people are saying, why are they playing negatively? Bro, I don't think this man them had the capacity to actually push up and attack City. I don't think they did. They couldn't even pass out. I think.
Intention. Can I say what happened?
Let me say one thing. That first half, if you notice, City looked a bit nervous. We still the stronger of the two sides. We are pushing forward. We hit. I think Havertz took a great chance. I think we even hit the bar later on.
You think
that second half? In fact, there were 60 minutes of that game where Arsenal could not get out of their box. If you saw how they were pressing us with four players, Kepa was a disaster in that game. It was a very poor move to start him. But I don't think that
it was so stupid.
I don't think that's the reason we lost, yeah. But this is also why I want to talk to you, Daniel, specifically. If you look at that...
Wait, can I say something with everything you just said now? Let me talk, I beg, because you're just preaching.
I have a question.
First of all, it doesn't make any fucking sense for him to start Kepa. Should I say... Okay, I've heard a lot of people... A lot of pundits say, because I've been listening back and forth, a lot of pundits are saying that, Pep Guardiola started the second choice goalkeeper. The second choice goalkeeper was actually meant to be the first choice goalkeeper this fucking season until Man City went and bought Donnarumma, which happens to be one of the best goalkeepers in the fucking world. And guess what? Man City, they can't do shit like that. Meanwhile, Arsenal can't do shit like that. That's by the way. But then... This motherfucker went and put in Kepa, who has played in every fucking final he has played, he has lost.
No.
Really? I mean, except from fucking Carabao. Is it Carabao that he won with Chelsea or what? What did he win with Chelsea?
First of all...
Look it up, Sha. No, don't first of Kepa, all me. Look it up. Wait. I'm not done. Wait. Let me finish.
He's a Champions League winner. Don't... Calm down.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Champions League from bro. That was the time that Kepa was a keeper. Now he's just
is it a ballet dancer?
That the guy that do ballet inside post. Cause what the fuck is this? I can't even catch the fucking ball. Anyway, then the other. I really think it was because of Kepa we lost the game. Because if you look at it from a defensive standpoint, let me give you my reason. Let me give you my reason. Yes, the whole team played trash, but I mean, if you look at how Arsenal's build-up play is, we start from the back, usually. We start from the back, they pass from fucking Raya to our CBs, and then we find a way. And then if they don't find a way, CBs pass back to Raya. Raya loops the ball up, he finds somebody. Raya is really good with the ball at his feet. That's why we play like that from the back. We're always used to building up from the back. But if you look at how Man City caged us in the second half, they were not even attacking our defenders. They just said, okay, you guys do your rubbish, and then we're going to stand in the front of the box, and then if you fuck up, we're getting the ball. And that's what they did, because what? Kepa is not going to distribute the pass. He's not going to do that. naturally. He's not going to do that. So that's why all the fucking the goals that they scored us came from our inability to pass out from the back. And that all stemmed from the fucking goalkeeper. Like, you can't tell me that's not the reason. Like, that's the reason. That's why Pep, as a serious manager, he changed the whole fucking tactics in the second half because he noticed that. And that's how they won us. Nigga trying to tell me that, oh, that's the fucking reason, bro. And Arteta, the reason why I say Arteta cannot take us to the next level is because Arteta saw that shit and he couldn't even have the fucking balls to say, oh, right, Kepa, you don't try. Raya, come in. Because, bro, we only played 4 substitutes. We had an extra one in a fucking final. You're not trying everything you can to win the fucking game. Kepa already made a mistake. I was already saying, oh, please take this guy out. He made another mistake again, lost the ball, and then he came and scored us again. Me, sir, I even know my own Raya. My Raya, that second goal that they scored, Raya would have at least tried and dived. Raya would have tried some crazy shit. My nigga and I'll be like, oh, damn, right, you tried. But Kepa, he just stood in that fuck. Like, why the fuck is Kepa there when I have my Raya, bro? Why? Why? And then they ask Arteta, bro. They ask Arteta. Oh, this nigga is saying that, oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. Is it fair that you have been my manager for 6 years and can't win anything? Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair that all the players are there that, oh, they went and sweat and did everything. They've been working since. Is it fair that they played all this shit that they were playing to get us to finals? They played well. And then they got to finals and their manager went to put in a pipe in the post. Is it fair?
Let me say something. Wait.
Papa side. You don't get intro to the podcast for the week. Is it fair?
It's not fair now. It's not fair, bro.
It's not fair. I agree with everything you said about Kepa. I know, AKA, you are saying no, but those two goals they scored us, you could directly link that to Kepa, like directly. And if you think about it, yes, we're still pressing, yes, they were. Were we being pegged back? Yes, they were. But they did not create a single chance up until Kepa gave them a chance.
It was nothing. Out of that.
Nothing. And at that point in the game, we had the best chance in the game. At that point, even though we're actually being pegged back. But besides that, I understand Kepa playing, but and that thing we are also missing was
creativity that
could come at least and make things easier for Kepa. I know Raya has better passing abilities. Raya can easily go above the press. He could have found Ben White a couple of times. Ben White was open many times, but he never found him. But Kepa doesn't have the same level of passing that Raya has. So maybe we would have called for someone like Zubimendi to drop deep and collect the ball and turn and help us relieve pressure. But he wasn't doing it.
No.
Can I say something, please? Can I please talk? Am I allowed to talk?
You want to say, what do you say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is it fair, Omo? It's all right. It's okay. Is it fair? Because single loading. Anyways, first of all, there's a reason why we have what they call when you think of Tuchel, we're like, oh, Tuchel is a championship. He doesn't win championship like cups, right? Mm-hmm. Someone like Louis van Gaal now, you know, I want to give him cups. You know how to know those cups, like, you know.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Europa... What FA Cup now? FA, you know, because of the in-movement decisions they make.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When in games like that, someone like Mourinho also, he's a serial guy when it comes to, you know, those kind of games. Like, because
for example, this same Kepa of an issue, man. Think about it. When we had him at Chelsea under Tuchel, no matter how good Kepa has been in the competition, when it's time for final, Mendy, go and keep. When it's 118th minute, Kepa, go and mount the post for penalty.
Exactly.
It's not pretty, but I want to win the trophy. I keep telling you that, bro, football is serious business. Football is not dilly-dallying. Football is not sandalili. Football is serious business, bro.
Bro, that's... And, you know, the reason why we have not even won a fucking Premier League in 20 years is because, oh, it's only us now that they're always doing all these, like, oh, please, it's not nice, it's not fair. Like, fuck out of here, bro. Like we need to be more serious.
For real.
But if you think, if you look at this whole situation, both Manchester City and Arsenal started their second goalkeepers.
Yes, bro, I just told you. What happened to that one?
Bro, but in the first 10, 15 minutes, you had a chance and you didn't bury that, bro.
Yes, so but bro, can you compare Kepa and
Trafford? It's like, if you want to talk about where your golden boy did not convert his chance in to 1-on-1. And you want to... You only thing...
Ooh, Havertz is our golden boy.
Havertz now.
Ah, come on now. Come on, bro. Come on. He's only our golden boy when he plays against Chelsea. Because we already know that he's going to do something.
You created... I want to see Arsenal's XG in the second half. I wish I could look it up.
Why are you picking second half?
You were not good.
Bro, even second half, we hit 2 bars, bro. We hit the bar twice.
Yeah, I'll give that.
But it's not even about that.
But that's not shot. That's still not shot on target. But anyway, Sha.
Are you serious?
What I'm trying to say is that the bar is not on target. They don't count that.
Yeah, it's not on target, but bro, it's still a serious chance. If the boy is in the bar, that's a serious chance.
What I'm saying is that let it talk.
I don't hear what you want to say.
Unusually, did not create as many chances to win that game. Kepa made that one first error. It's like, Kepa. It's like an excuse. And I was telling someone that this, if Arsenal had a Champions League final today, you would play the same way. The only reason you're upset is because you lost.
Exactly.
That's the only reason you're upset.
Bro, and that's
if
why...
If Raya did not make an error and you lost, it would have been, why didn't we not attack? It's always, you always have something to say.
I have a lot to say. I'm going to add to what you're saying. I'm supporting you 100%. Like, 100%. And the reason why I'm supporting you 100% is because, like, even after Kepa fucked up and did all his shit, our manager couldn't do anything that would have changed the fucking game. That's my problem. That's why I keep saying Arteta out. It's not because, he has done all this shit for us. It's the fact that he doesn't get it over the line. When we need him to do shit to actually, like, play against the fucking managers you're playing against, he doesn't. He's very fickle. He's very small. Why is it that he can't... What is wrong in having, like, some cojones? Like, fucking that fucking Watford striker will always say. Why can't he have some fucking cojones and fucking take out Kepa? Even after the fucking 2 mistakes he made. I can see something, a scenario where Raya makes a ball, like a long ball ahead over the top, and he finds Martinelli or something like that, and boom, we're 2-1.
Let me say something, dude.
Arteta was very, like, he was not reactive at all. Because
at all, and that's why I'm like, bro, this guy cannot be our manager.
Because Raya has better distribution. If he would have found, like, there's times whereby this guy was stuck in the middle, Mkapi was pushing for, just find the Mkapi, like, and then you start attacking.
Just find somebody.
Like, it was not good. And I think that's the reason why, like, you lost that game.
Like,
is the reason why I like Odegaard. Odegaard is this.
He doesn't do this.
Tomorrow is this. But he's your best option.
I beg.
But okay, no problem. I
agree that Kepa shouldn't have played that final. I don't know why Arteta did that. That was a mistake on his part.
part of me also feels that, like, because I saw after the game, I saw Martinelli laughing. I saw Eze and Cole laughing. Part of me feels like these boys and their manager did not take this game seriously enough to the level it should have been taken. If it's not a team that has not won a trophy in 5 years.
That's a lie, bro. That's a lie.
Just enough. Because after that game, I don't understand why they would be laughing when they had just lost the final. It makes no sense to me. Kepa. I know I criticized Igor for taking out, what is it called again? The manager.
Klinsky.
But this is the finals. I would not have been, nobody would have begrudged Arteta if he took out Kepa.
At all.
Where I disagree is that he's not the manager because, bro, we're about to win the fucking Premier League. I could care less about this Carabao Cup. If we win it, I would not give a shit. I would not give a shit.
That's the problem, though. The only reason you're caring less about a Carabao Cup is because it just happened. Imagine if that was in the Champions League now. You're trying to make excuses for them, and that's what's annoying me. You're telling me that, oh, you don't think they took it seriously. Nigga, it's a fucking final. If you're not taking a final seriously, I don't know what to tell you.
You're not listening well enough. I said that's poor.
Is that not what you said? You said you don't think they took it seriously.
Yes, because why wouldn't you take out Kepa after making a mistake? I feel like if that was in Champions League final, I'll be fucking shocked if he didn't take
it out. So now you're making excuses for Arteta because, oh, you think Carabao Cup, you don't really care about it. Okay, what if that happened in the Champions League final?
You're still not.
Daniel, listen properly now. Relax.
You're not listening well.
No, wait. And then my other point. No. I have to make my other point. My other point, too, is that... God damn, I can't remember now. Fuck.
See, because see, anyway, what I was saying was that if you're playing a final, you should take it seriously enough. Make the hard decisions, no matter what.
Yes, I remember.
If it feels like they did not give it their all, like if you're playing, you're supposed to like literally leave everything on the pitch. I don't get the feeling that they did that to the level.
Yes, they didn't.
So that's why I feel like they did not take it seriously enough. Anyway, in terms of Arteta not being the manager, I'm going to revisit that come the end of the season because if we win the Premier League and the FA Cup, that's more than any fucking national manager has done in the past since I was born. That's
true. Anyway, I was going to say that Arteta, you're saying that, oh, you don't think they take it seriously, but did you see, like, before the game, there were so many fucking interviews from these guys, including the fucking Eze that got injured. There was interview from him saying, oh, how they think he's going to be great if they win it. It's going to help them boost their morale in terms of like the Premier League and everything else. Even Declan Rice too was saying all that rubbish. They're giving interviews, but you don't know how to give interview on the... You want to come and give interview on the pitch. Be explaining. Instead of you to actually play. And now we have Chidalu giving excuses for them for their rubbish.
Sorry.
I remember again. Why is it that? Because a lot of things don't make sense to me, bro. It doesn't make sense. Why is it that Trossard played 81 minutes? True. That's what I'm saying. Not reactive. Why? That was a game that was crying out for that pipe. And God knows, I don't like him. But he has shown some cojones, especially against Man City. He's the one that equalized for us in the start of this season when we're playing them in Emirates. Am I lying?
You Martinelli, right?
Yeah, affects the game. The thing that pisses me off is that we know how Man City plays. And we know how we play. But we didn't give ourselves the best opportunity to win the fucking game.
I don't think these boys took that shit seriously enough.
No, it's not the boys. Because you can't tell me that the boys that have not won, they have not won anything for how long? You tell me that they don't take winning a final seriously. Are you okay? They've not won anything in how long? He's not there. You think Eze cares? Eze has won. Eze won FA Cup with Palace. Eze, did he win this thing? Community Shield with Palace.
Community Shield, right?
Yes.
He just won, so why would he be laughing?
These
fucking Arsenal players that have been here that have not won shit, including their fucking manager, that is a piece of shit that came and he fucking like took over a team. That's the only reason why he won a trophy. That's the only reason. Unless he wants to say Community Shield that nobody really rates. Like, bro, you're making excuses that don't even make sense. So the only person that I can see is the main problem. Is the manager?
See, I can criticize.
I thought you had said it's true that Luda is the problem.
See,
I mean, he's part of the problem. He's part of them.
I can criticize that specific game, but I am not. I am not going to believe.
Bro, there are a lot of specific games me I can criticize right now. A lot.
Let's think on the context, Daniel.
See, no, he's saying he can only. Me, I'm saying it's not because of today that I'm saying Arteta out. It's not because of today. You get.
We are going to talk at the end of the season, Sha. Well, first, I'm going to speak on something Inik pointed out. Odegaard.
Trash.
Odegaard needs to give Zubi Mendy some lessons on how to play that central midfield position to the required level so far. Because one thing you could never criticize Odegaard for was his ability to control the middle of the park. Ever since we left him, yes, we've been winning games, but he's a big reason why we could peg teams back and actually dominate proceedings. I've not seen us do that to that level since he left. But that's
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Okay, because we have been winning despite playing defensively and not being able to keep
it. Honestly, you're saying Odegaard, but you should really say Odegaard from like last season or two seasons ago.
I saw that
because
this season as well.
No, it's just the ability, Daniel. It's just to help you guys play out the back.
You see, turns and turns. No turning and turning. Used to
do it, but
you should start. The turning and turning be helping. Now that we did rubbish, then he now flick his head like an idiot and now lose the ball or like not score. Anyhow, no problem.
See,
well, my own about that game for me was just that. I just feel like I don't know if you are saying really great things to be real, but I just feel like that game was just it was bigger than a game, bro. The financial value of Carabao Cup is £100,000, but the thing is that game was very important because it was a psychological edge between both managers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it in the preview. I said whoever will win this game will have that serious boost going to the next when next you guys play. That'll be April, right?
At the Etihad.
This is why this game was very important. It was not just about the trophy. You know, let's be fair. Let's be real. You understand? I just feel like
Arteta is
seeing the way Arteta could not tactically find out ways to bring out the team, because I think first half the game was pretty much balanced. You guys had a clear cut chance to kill the game in the first half. Kai Havertz, Trafford made like 3 saves. You understand?
Yes. Saka too is trash, man.
I haven't
played that many minutes because you want to win here and win
second ball. It's not as if Arsenal were like that bad. But the problem is that second half for Pep to figure out the way, locked up the wing, and then Saka was just a shadow of himself. Like, I've never seen this guy play this bad before.
Abysmal, bro.
Like, it was just at the 10, it was playing rubbish. And winning, he was still playing rubbish, and that's fact.
I feel like he's injured.
I'm not trying to single out him. He's been having a poor season so far. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, the inability for Arteta to tactically find a way to turn things around in that second half, that just might be costly. I know you're saying 9 points, the Premier League looks sure, but I'm telling you, City have a game in hand. They want this boost that they want today. There's certain trophies due for you, bro, as football players. So you guys have to be very, 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 very careful. But yeah, I can always say there's a world where you guys see good trophy less this season.
I have one last thing to say. One thing you guys should also keep in mind is that look at every single game we've lost this season and look at the games afterwards. We've always reacted well. And I'll still say it again. Arsenal will win the Premier League. That I'm very sure about. As long as they keep learning from their mistakes, I'm fine. That Carabao Cup final was a terrible showing. You can't even defend them in any way. Both Arteta and his players. And my boys, of course. Even Saka including. Saka probably been the most disappointing player there besides Kepa. But guys, I think we should move on.
Saka is such ass, bro. Saka is... Sorry, I want to say something.
This guy...
Because this is my therapy, bro. This is my therapy.
We need to move on very fast.
No, this is therapy right here, bro. What happened to Saka, bro? What happened? He went and committed the rest of his life to a woman, and now he's a shadow of himself.
Daniel,
if that is not something that I'll tell you guys today, goddamn.
See, now today, we want to talk what happened to Saka.
Nah, even Saka. I want us to bring up another point again.
That is bad season. Don't talk about that one. Now what happened to Saka?
No.
If you look at his numbers,
bro, in a title winning season, it's not good enough, bro.
Bro, it's trash, bro. He's
so don't start, man. Five aside, don't start, man. PR. Bro.
I was seeing somebody was posting something about creative chances and blah 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 blah.
Him and Pedro Neto on the same GA this season.
I'm not gonna talk again.
Fuck off.
Daniel, my boss, your brain. And he showed me say, as in the Bunda Pedro Neto GA. Five aside, still get counter talk for Saka. He showed me he go talk something,
bro.
Saka is my boy.
Off the pitch performance,
but you guys though, you guys arguably do you think that this was Pep's last trophy in England?
The way he was celebrating it, it has to be.
Pep is just speaking like he's acting like Jesus Christ these days of second coming. We don't know.
I think he's gonna try like give it like. I mean, this cup was a confidence boost for him to like try and after the international break, re-strategize, refresh, and just give everything to the last end of the season. If you know work, you know work. You go house, you know. Yeah. And Maresca.
I saw that Gabriel is injured. I hope he's fake.
You know, but I think he's gonna give it a fight, man. You guys,
yeah, because I think. His first trophy in England was the Carabao 2. Yeah.
Let's wrap up with Arsenal City, please. Final six. Please, final six on Arsenal City.
1 point I've been able to pick up in the last 7 games, so...
See, let's give final six on Arsenal City.
Final six on Arsenal City.
There's a lot of time to go, bro.
You know, be Arsenal fan. See, you don't do.
My friend. No, they tell us say...
I just give them reality things.
Yeah, they tell us say we go bottle.
My final take on Arsenal this year is simple. Bro, at the end of the day, if we win the Premier League and the FA Cup...
If you know, we show.
I've said it here. Since day one, I said it. We have our depth issue settled. We are going to win this league. And I'm going to remind you guys, despite all the criticizing, yeah, finish second, if we do win this league, finishing second 3 times in a row, and winning the league for the 4th time, going back to back, that's a hell of an achievement.
Thank you, Tidalu. Thank you. Ini,
finally, we are going to win this league.
Tidalu, then they pay you, Abi. Ask our guys. They guys, they pay you.
Don't win this league. I'll come for you, Daniel. Don't worry.
Online, they guys, they pay you, because this is crazy.
Ini, final take, I beg. Ask my city.
Just final take. Not a very good display, but I don't think it affects nothing in their league form. So, but I just think that Arsenal should not just sleep because...
It affected my trebs.
Yeah, you think you're really winning the quad, though?
I don't know sure about the quad, bro.
No, I said I was going to win trebs.
I said we're going to leave. Okay. We're going to leave
the Champions League. Trebs now, so I was there's still.
I was. League. I was saying we're going to leave the Champions League for guys. You know, but now we have to win it.
Like I was saying, I don't think it has a very big impact as an Arsenal start losing, you know, but it might have a psychological impact on both teams, not one team. Because City is going to have that pressure. If they lose, it's technically over from here. And also, City is out of the Championship, Champions League. They have more rest. And Arsenal has like three competitions still to play. So I think it's still, still a long season from here. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Daniel, take me home.
This is just stressing me, bro.
Daniel, I find that text with Toko. No, give me the episode for you. I find that text with Toko.
I think Arsenal will end up scratching the Premier League. We'll win it by hair's breadth.
Comfortable or narrow?
By hair's breadth.
I do not give a shit. As long as we win it.
I think we would just make it over the line by maybe 1 point, max two. Because I really feel like we'll capitulate. Nah, we will.
Nah, it's not a head grit.
You don't steal your mind.
It's not gonna be like
three points.
3 points.
Because we're definitely losing at Etihad. They don't have no cojones.
I'll make a prediction right now. We're not losing at Etihad. I don't know. I'm not saying we win, but we're not losing. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, now we go see. Anyway,
okay, do you think you don't lose throughout the end of the season?
Let me see my mathematics, I beg, please.
Bro, wait. That's sorry. There was one thing I wanted to address.
I just know that.
No, wait. wait. There's one thing I wanted to address. So you guys will see how like toxic this Arsenal fan base is, including the Arsenal team themselves. Bro, I went on Instagram after work. You know, like, I've been so sad since we lost yesterday, bro. That's why I'm telling you guys that this is actually my therapy. So I go on Instagram and for some reason I'm following this fuck all team, bro. I'm following Arsenal, bro. Why the fuck am I following them? Anyway, I'm following them and then I see a post and they post and then they're posting stats of this season. After we just lost a final, they're posting stats saying, oh, we've only lost 4 games. We've drawn this amount. We've won 30-something games. Why are they posting those stats?
Okay, I think
that one. I think
you
and Chida
I think.
Me personally, I'm just happy because of the noise pollution has really reduced yesterday.
Yeah, because we're sad.
Chida, I'll mute him now. Because
don't worry, I'll off.
Nah, just I'm messing with you. Don't mind me. Because to be fair, like before the game started, but we were like, you know, talking like greatest teams in the Premier League and everything. Then we talk about 08 United team, talk about Chelsea team.
No, that should not talk that one.
Talk this team.
You know,
that should not talk that one. Yeah.
No, not yet. It was but. Yeah, someone just came out and said, the Arsenal guy was like, man, Arsenal, we're going to win this match today. Quadruple, we are the greatest team on earth, period. I said, Jesus. Hey, this world has to end. I'm just happy that Pep had to stop that, you know, rubbish yesterday.
I mean, but Pep talk calm, though. After the game, the guy talk calm.
Pep the high post pass, so.
Yeah. I
don't know. To be really honest with you guys, I just feel like that Premier League, man, Pep will give it his last blood. They see a world where you guys don't win that Premier League, and I stand on that.
You just did this, man. God damn.
If there's anything that's in my room.
You know,
I want to know what
you see, because guy,
I'm trying to win this, bro. One game in hand, and you're going to Etihad. This you can say that we don't want to play that Carabao Cup. We didn't feel like it. There's something that this kind of loss would do. There's a ripple effect of it on the players. What is saving you guys is that this international break. That's what is saving you guys right now. But let's see. Let's move on. Let's see what happens.
Anyway, before we come to the close of the pod, do you guys see the whole Neymar conversation online and whatnot?
Neymar needs to retire, man. I don't know what he's doing.
You said, what do you see everything about conversation? This guy was going to see something else.
He needs to retire, bro. Is it not the conversation that he said that, oh, he wants to play in the Brazil World Cup?
No.
Which one?
The one about the whole Rooney, Neymar.
Rooney said that Neymar, this guy is better than Neymar or something.
Even though
he's better than Neymar. Top player.
Who is better than Neymar?
But they said Neymar is not a top player like that.
Wait, who said that, though?
Rooney.
You don't know now. Rooney.
I beg, who be Rooney, please? Now, my ex-legend, all of them no get sense, bro.
I think it was taken out of context. Right? The people that we should be angry about is the people that were talking around him. I think what he said was he felt like Neymar wasn't a top player to the level of Ronaldo and Messi. He's now,
yeah, that's true.
After two of them, he's the second person in this
tier. But that's what he meant. I don't think he meant that Rooney was not a top player.
No. Someone said he's not a top player, and you say you are not a top player, uncle. You are.
But the funny one is the people around him. That girl will talk money. I say, as that girl talk money, I off the TV.
I feel the girl will rewind them. Say, okay, now since I want the mad, make me say, come on.
Wait, she talks say money, say waiting.
Money, pass Neymar.
Money, Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane.
See, of all those names they call, the only person I think they have a case for maybe Munano Kimi, Henri, Ronaldo. But for the rest, man, come on.
I'll say based on his impact.
Please. Sorry, Henri, for what?
No, I said based on his impact
in the Premier League. I mean, they were like, is Neymar? They say Neymar is better than every Premier League legend, and they call like Ronaldo, Mane, all these kind of guys. The new people, I will understand the conversation. Honestly, it'll be like Ronaldo and Henri. I'm not saying Henri better than Neymar.
I am saying football wise. I'm not saying skills. I'm not saying tech. I'm saying footballing wise, high level football. Thierry Henry is better than Neymar. Yes, I'm saying it. Are you drunk?
I mean, shit.
That's arguable, bro, because...
What's that to argue about?
That's arguable because, like...
They are both attackers. You know that, right?
Statistically, I don't think any of them has better stats than Neymar. So that's
bro. Neymar is the Neymar.
Henry's
impact is crazy.
I'm not saying based on dribbling or just being techie or another one. I'm saying football as per output wise, man.
That's an output.
Yeah, Neymar has more output than Henry, bro. Everybody else.
Europe?
Hell yeah.
Bro, like it's only Ronaldo and Messi that is better.
How many goals Neymar have in Europe?
Guys, bro, there was one time Neymar scored like 40 something goals in one season.
700 and something GA
Stop counting Santos now.
And that nigga, and don't forget that nigga was always injured.
Yes, he need to start his career
Santos. Oh, he come on Santos.
Like you're
don't forget though, he was always injured most of his career too. So
that makes it crazier. This guy was always injured.
Yeah, like it's actually insane when you think about it.
Because when people talk about him, they talk about as if he's just like Ben Arfa, just dribbling skills and everything.
Nah, that nigga.
That's not what we're doing. Stop it. We're not doing that. We're not trying to do that. What we're saying is, me, I'm personally saying Thierry Henry.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm not going to argue that one. You know, Henry my best player.
I don't think so. I think it's just nostalgia. I think it's nostalgia. But, bro, what did they do for the national team?
And also the top scorer of Brazil. Oh, that's also crazy.
Yeah, top scorer. Won the Olympic gold. Something that their legends have never done. Olympic gold. It was so important. He won it for them. Unfortunately, they were not able to... You see how they capitulated against Germany because he was not available at the World Cup. Like, Neymar was... He inspired the generation. So, it's just more than... It's more than this. All these goals and assists, man.
You know what it means to be top scorer of a country, not even a striker that has Ronaldo de Lima. that had Pele, that had all these guys. Ah, I'm gonna be being so.
Bro, if you watch his documentary on Netflix, you understand that guy. He inspired the whole generation of people that you know, that whole generation of Ronaldinho, people who dribbled. He was the next. Now you can't even mention how many people can dribble. I'm talking.
How many goals?
I mean, now why the generation no day to inspire?
How many goals does Neymar have?
Yeah, guy, they twin Joe.
A lot of goals, bro.
Neymar, so I'm checking this year now. Neymar has 278 goals, 278. Yeah. Thierry has retired. He has 411 goals.
That's not correct. Check and wear.
He does not have 411. Which from where to where?
Can you guys see? Should
they
help me out? Can you guys
see? Raise it up.
Raise up.
You're not minding me.
Do I'm up and down, up and down.
So he's mad.
What is that? What are you looking at?
Bro, just ask Google right now, bro. How many goals does Neymar have?
He says Neymar has over 400 career goals.
Who?
Neymar.
He has 411 competitive goals. Damn.
That's 411.
This is for club and country, Abi.
Yeah, his career, like throughout his career.
Okay, so Neymar has how many in his career? 278?
Yeah.
And counting, Abi, okay.
Who?
Neymar has 278.
Neymar
is still playing. Why are we talking as if he died or something? He's still active. He's playing.
He's going to die very soon. Let's be honest.
He's going to die very
soon. What do you mean Neymar has 278 career goals?
Not I'm seeing here.
Nah, it has to be more than that, bro.
Yeah, I'm seeing 400 plus. 105 for Barcelona, 180 for Paris Saint-Germain, 79 for Barcelona. That was 453 now. Got to the now 453 we ain't get.
Guy, I don't know for people again.
You don't let people rewrite your history. You
guys, don't they rewrite person history like this. I feel like even Sanchez passed that one safe.
All this complete sport on the entire Google.
But anyway, Neymar has been brilliant. Henry has been brilliant. To me, I cannot pick one or two, but like if I'm being objective, guy, statistically, he has it. Trophy wise, he also has it. So it's hard.
I in my opinion, right? I think we should. It's always better to look at people in eras. I owe this best somebody that played in 2000 and what. To compare them to 2000, I like eras like 2010s to the 2020s, who was dominating, you know, from, you know, 2000 to the 10s to 2010s, who were, you know, eras like that. That's where we can kind of like
it's compare. Hard to compare when they're
the only players
in the same era are more comparable. Like you can compare Ronaldo, Messi, but you cannot compare Ronaldo and Messi to maybe. Like people like Zlatan, it just takes away from the sometimes, you know.
Sorry, guys, I got to go, man. Good talk.
Bye.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Up Arsenal, up Ateta.
Mm-hmm. I beg, up Arsenal, Ateta.
Yeah, so eras are always the best way to, you know, kind of compare people, especially like greatness, goals, assists, just impacts.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something though. If in terms of like someone, the player who could mesh that entertainment, quality, everything you love football about, and productivity. Besides Messi, I don't know anybody else that did better than Neymar. That's
true.
That's just it. That's just it for me.
I agree with you on that one, though. Man, I just feel like, I think I pick Henry because of the way, I don't know, I idolize Henry big time, bro. I think it's personal for me.
It's because of that Champions League game, that Champions League TV show, now I give it to
Yeah, bro.
Anyway. I have a very light people conversation just to put out there. Who has they released the jerseys, this, you know, Adidas and Nike that trained it. Who has the best jersey right now? Like World Cup wise, country wise.
I don't even know.
The best jersey is not in the World Cup, bro.
But I'm gonna buy a jersey before this World Cup.
I'm buying Brazil.
But
oh, that's nice. I saw that, bro. So that's nice. That yellow is nice, bro.
No, I think I'll go for Spain. I just love the way they play. So I'll go and buy Spain jersey.
I actually got the USA jersey. I like the red and the red stripe. Red and white stripe.
Pulisic, you know, Sabi Playboy, right?
For personal reasons, I think go by USA jersey, sir. I don't know where. In case. I think we're at the end of the point, child. This is international break, so yeah, we should record again, maybe like in person, maybe this week.
Yeah, we'll do in person, and then we'll do more trivia questions to be thrown out there. We'll create
Wednesday and Thursday, you know. So if you guys want to shoot, then why not?
Oh yeah. And before I leave here, on behalf of 5 Aside of Scottex AK, congratulations, Ini, on your proposal.
Yes, sir.
And that's it for me. I'm out.
Thank Look you, well. Guys.
Bye.
Come on. Get up on inside.
All day.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.